You're listening to Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine on bbsradio.com with your host, John Cools.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine on bbsradio.com. My name is John Cools from the Netherlands, and I'm doing a special on 9/11 was an inside job. And 911, a pathway to Armageddon. That is another room on Tal Talk. So we have two very proactive people on Tal Talk. And soon I will explain to everybody what it, how it works for those who are on BBS Radio who don't know what Tal Talk is. But Tal Talk is you, that you are able to chat with each other, to talk with each other for free and worldwide. And we have a large audience in the room now, and we actually two rooms talking about the same subject, about the 9/11 and the New World Order agenda. It's more than only that we talk about 9/11 was an inside job, but also talking about the connection with the agenda of the shadow government. Welcome to the show, Rooster Nest, and welcome to the show, IMALEC 100, Charlie.
Thank you. Yeah, great to be here.
Yes, it's the first time that I do a roundtable discussion on 9/11 with you both, because you both are very proactive. Let's start with Rooster Nest. Can you talk a little bit about your room?
We only focus on the government documents instead of my room, and also the government agendas. And so we also talk, you know, we also debate about the inside being an inside job at times, but mostly focus on their agendas. So. And focus on when the next attack is going to be, and also to give out that warning where that next attack is going to be, so on. So, and this is what we basically discuss inside of the room, and also we discuss the religion connection between the 9/11, and also as far as the Jesuit order and the secret society's connection to the New World Agenda. So, and this is what we mostly discuss inside of our room. So,
hey, Rooster, we don't have to catch the train. You know, take your time to explain what you do, so you don't have to be in an hurry. I'm like 100. Can you tell me what is your room called and what you do?
Yeah, it's on also on Tal Talk. It's called 9/11 with an Inside Job. And we, of course, discuss other issues, current issues, but we focus around that because that is the key focal point. Like Rooster said, this is the primary means through which they are working, have been working, and continue to work to bring about this desired end of global domination. Other nations that had not been attacked and aren't connected with the U.S. are also taking advantage of the terrorist threat. They're using it to pass legislation that takes people's rights away and amasses more power in the hands of government. They're also engaging in terror drills and keeping people in fear so they can manipulate them. And it's a complete scam. The whole thing is a fraud. All the unscrupulous government leaders around the world, and unfortunately that comprises most of them, are getting in on the action, so to speak. And, you know, the peoples of the world are being threatened, not from outside, not from foreign attacks. They're being threatened from their own corrupt government leaders right within their own countries.
Yes. Rooster, I have a question for you. I know that your room is also focusing on the Christian point of view on things, how things happen, because your room is called the Pathway to Armageddon, 9/11 Pathway to Armageddon.
That's correct.
Can you say why you choose to go to that direction? Is there a particular reason for that you choose the Christian point of view?
Right. There is a reason why that I call it the 9/11 Pathway to Armageddon. So the reason why is because of the secret society of the Jesuits order and of the Freemasonry and the Illuminati's are all trying to redesign the biblical end time prophecy, so on so, which is all connected to the end time prophecy that you read about inside of the Bible, and how that they're trying to redesign it, recreate it, and make it a reality. And so this is why we show the pathway of why these creations are happening, so on so, to the 9/11 effect, so. And also to the future agendas that they're trying to do now, and this is what we focus on mostly here instead of our room. So,
and how do you go with people who are not Christian but are interested in 9/11 conspiracy information?
Well, the way that we do it is that if they're all welcome to come inside of the room, even if they're not Christians or none of this here, because it's a matter of teaching them and trying to wake them up to see that how it's all connected. So. and how that they're trying to turn it into a biblical prophecy, how they're trying to create it. It's all free will and free open, you know, agendas here, or free open mic, where everyone are open to knowing what's the truth here and where we teach and educate every single day. And whether they believe or not believe, it's our agenda to show them the truth, and, you know, that's what I work on, so.
I can imagine that people who are very fanatic Christians will not tolerate anyone who dares to question religion. So that will be always a very difficult issue in the room, I guess.
Well, it is a difficult issue, but actually it's turning out to be pretty successful the way that we're handling the room, because we do have a lot of non-believers inside of the room that actually are listening more than they are actually conflicting with the information that they're hearing. And so this is, you know, which is a blessing, you know, that this room is actually getting this kind of attention, and that there are actually Christians that are not actually working against what we're teaching inside of the room. And this is an actual wonderful thing that it's actually being successful here.
Yes, I've been in your room many times, and I must say that there are wonderful people there in your room. You have good admins, so I want to give you a compliment for that.
Thank you very much, John.
Okay, Imelec, can you tell me, I know that you have a very different point of view on religion.
Well, actually, not really. I like myself, Rooster doesn't go along with organized religion. He's not advocating, you know, belonging to any of these corrupt
religions. I don't belong to any religion. I don't believe in them, though.
Organized religion actually plays a major role in this whole deception. That's one of the main reasons why people in this country are so fooled. Because if the media doesn't get them, or academia, they go to church every week, and there is where they'll find deception. I mean, ministers are actually teaching, and they have to, because they're members of these 501c3. They're actually in the employ of these 501c3 government chartered tax-exempt corporations. They have to, by necessity, keep quiet about it and silence any of their members who raise it, you know, and squash the whole issue, because if they even hint at giving support to this idea of the government being behind it, they will have their tax-exempt status revoked. So
actually, it could be very powerful if the Christians would be finding out the truth about 9/11.
Sure, right. They're going to find the truth out, but the problem is this going to be too late by the time that they realize that they've been duped and that they have been lied to by even by their ministry and by the organizations of their religions. They don't even realize that their religions were created by the Vatican of the Jesuits order, so on, so, and this is where I come in, to where I expose that connection to all of it and try to wake them up to the connection of the 9/11 orders, and so that were created by their support, and so, and this is where I, you know, try to wake them up to.
Okay, I need to give to the mic to Imelec that he will do the interview with Roosternet, because he has to go for 5 minutes. I have to go to the toilet, so please, sorry for this, but Imelec, can you take over and interview Rooster, please?
Yeah, sure. In fact, just before the show started, we were talking in the background over the studio's phone system there. We were discussing, you know, some things that are coming up this week. There's some terrorist drills. There's a stand-down order that's being given. And, Rooster, maybe you'd like to elaborate on that a little bit, because it seems quite obvious that they're gearing up for something. You know, beginning a little over a month ago, Chertoff made his statement about his gut feeling that something was coming, and then other Homeland Security officials have come forward since then, and other federal agents and officials have buttressed that same thing, that, yeah, it looks imminent. In the next 90 days, there's going to be a major attack, and it's going to involve multiple U.S. cities. Could involve a nuclear weapon. It could involve a dirty bomb, but it's going to be, you know, spectacular.
It's
is the term they use.
Definitely an attack instead of America. That's definite.
Yeah,
If you would
spectacular.
Like to
don't you love these?
I would be glad to. So no problem. So
I love these verbs they use. Spectacular for them. It is spectacular.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to elaborate on what the developments are now that are coming up this coming week, very frightening.
The best way that I can start with on this elaboration is that I can start from the beginning of the report of the warnings that were first given out back on the 26th of December 2006 here, where Washington, D.C. have moved out all of their government agencies out of the D.C. area, implicating that if a nuclear explosion were to happen, that they would be out of the D.C. area to get out of the explosion and also out of the fallout. And this was on the Washington Post on December the 26th, 2006 here. And that, and then also on January the 5th, of 2007, Homeland Security moved for a grant program to move into new urban security initiatives, giving what you call all of the urban cities inside of the United States that have the most populated areas inside of the United States of America, that also are the most highly, that they consider the most highest terrorist threats inside of the United States, to get new securities of military presence and also secret military police patrolling the urban areas inside of the United States here. All of the implications are also on that list here was Washington, D.C., New York, New Jersey, and the list goes on, the Twin Cities, which was where the bridge collapsed here, which also brought military presence inside of the Twin City of Minneapolis. And then also on August the 22nd, and out of WESH Channel 2 NBC on August the 22nd, out of Daytona, Florida, reported that Bush had ordered a deployment of U.S. troops sent to Washington, D.C. as extra security precautionary. And then also on the NORAD website here on August the 30th, they posted on their link that they're going to conduct by August the 14th, August the 15th, military exercises in urban warfare inside of the United States of America throughout the whole nation. And then also there was a report on the NORAD website that there also NORAD exercise planned for Washington, D.C. And then also there was a stand-down order early this morning reported on MSNBC website that there is a stand-down order of Langley Air Force Base and also of the NORAD stand-down order as well were given here. And so then also...
Now, you know, that is astonishing because here they are talking about at any moment now, any day, we could have a major attack, and to announce that they're going to have this stand-down.
That's correct.
You know, I mean, if you go by the official story, you believe the official bunk, I mean, isn't that sending a message to the alleged Al-Qaeda that we're not going to be active that day, and that would be a good time for you to engage?
It would be a good time to attack so that they can blame the Al-Qaeda for the attack.
Yeah. So, unbelievable.
Right. And then CIA director of the CIA mentioned on the Council of Foreign Relations here yesterday that he warns that there's going to be seven nuclear attacks in seven cities inside of the United States of America. How coincidence is that, hey?
Unbelievable.
And then you also have this B-52 bomber that actually flew over the nation with live nuclear warheads on the plane. And here's what happened. Inside information from a general of the military claimed that this never happens. This is not true, that they had received an executive order from President Bush to move those nuclear weapons. And get this here, they were not loaded in the belly of the plane. They loaded the nuclear warheads onto the B-52 wingspans. And this is what was reported of an insider. And it's also reported on the Hal Turner website, where you can see the inside information that Hal Turner also received here about the...
I'm back, by the way. I have to say something about that maybe they can blame it on someone else who hijacked a military nuke. That would be really crazy if that would have happening.
Sure, they want to blame the attack on the Iranian people. Their focus is Iran. If you notice,
sure,
how they've been building up the Al-Qaeda plot, that Al-Qaeda's inside of Iran now, and that they're now fighting off Iranian troops and all inside of Iraq. And so they're building up the momentum and the motivation to going into war and the support for a war inside of Iran. So the attack inside of America is imminent. And once that attack happens, you will see that President Bush will no longer, there will not be a new election. President Bush will be the ultimate dictator of the nation. So, and this is what I do believe 100% that he's going to do.
Of course, it'll be multi-purpose. You know, it's not just about Iran. They want to take away the last vestiges of rights we have here and implement martial law.
I have a question. Do you know about Alfred Webber, that he's talking about a war criminal tribunal done by the citizens, and we have a right to do so? That happened also in the past, and that he's explaining that 911 is a war crime.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah,
to see it.
That
must be an independent an investigation in this war crime, but then you have, of course, the people who are against the New World Order saying that this is the first step of the United Nations stepping into in America and invade their sovereignty.
Yeah,
right.
So there will be very difficult if there's a war tribunal. Let's say that that Bush has to go to a war tribunal for the, from the United Nations. What is your goal in that, Rooster?
On the war criminal?
War criminal tribunal.
Repeat the question again, sir.
Yeah, if Bush has to go to, and Cheney has to go to a court, a world court, a war criminal tribunal, what do you think about that concept?
Well, I do not believe they would ever be. I believe that they are going to be diplomatic immune from even being brought to any kind of justice like that here. I believe that they have reached themselves above the law, and the secret society is making sure of their security. And
well,
if they do not ever get brought, but if they do happen to get brought to a war criminal tribune, and that they would actually be convicted for that, I do believe 100% because of all of the incriminating evidence that stacked up on top of them. So.
Well, they would be incriminated if it was actually a legitimate hearing and there were actual people who were really concerned about human rights and government abuses and so forth. But when it comes to the UN, unfortunately, you start doing a little background check and you find out that the UN is seeking the same agenda that the Bush administration is. And this is where the real deception comes in. It's kind of like here in the States. We have the left-right, the Republican and the Democrats. You know, it seems like they're totally opposed. And so as long as you support the Democrats, you're going to be all set because they're against the neocons. But they all answer to the same crime bosses. They're all working for the same agenda, just from different angles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the window dressing is different. Well, it's the same with the UN. On a global scale, the UN represents the left wing of this globalist conspiracy, and the neocons represent the right wing. But they're all pushing for the same agenda. And anybody who thinks that the UN is opposed to Bush or vice versa, look into it and you'll find out that one of the first things Bush did when he first took office, and I do mean took office in January of 2001, he signed the United States back onto UNESCO, giving the UN control over our education system here. This wide open border thing and the push for the North American Union is a big UN agenda piece. That's something they've been wanting for a long time. They want to destroy national sovereignty. They want all nations to give over their sovereignty to ultimately to the UN. So this is a major part of it. It's just like the EU. That's a big piece of the puzzle. You know, getting nations to join together regionally and then bring them all together under one global banner. But this regionalization thing is a step toward that. And so he's doing everything. The wide open borders, mass hemorrhaging of our jobs. This is all part of the WTO agenda, which operates under the auspice of the UN. So everything he's doing is right in line. And by the way, right after the 9/11 attacks, the UN called upon all member nations to pass stringent legislation that would limit people's rights in an effort to try to curtail further terrorist attacks. So, you know, the Patriot Act and Homeland Security et al., all of these things are right in line with the UN's agenda. And many other nations around the world, of course, have been doing the same thing. A lot of this can be traced right to the UN.
And talking about militarization of the police, I saw on Disclose TV, or .tv, Disclose and then .tv, you can also see it on the front page of untoldmysteries.com, or unexplained.com, or .eu, sorry, EU from Europe, unexplained.eu from Europe, you can see, if you scroll down, you see this footage of militarization of the police, and that they spent over $80 million in 1 year to give a lot of gear, military gear, to the police. Have you seen that there is a militarization process on the police, including the small villages?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Around the world. Here in the States, of course, you've got local and state police agencies that are being funded by the federal government to militarize. They're giving them military training as well as weapons and vehicles.
All of this that you're discussing now can be traced by the Jesuits' order here. All of these claims and all of these fundings and all of this here that are controlled by the Jesuits and the Freemasonry and also the, you know, the Rothschilds and all of this here, they're the ones that robbed all of the gold out of the World Trade Center and also out of the Federal Reserves here. And all of this money that they happen to have robbed all went to the funding of their military massive build-up here. And this is what they were trying to do here with this money here. But I do need to make a comment here. There is, I heard on the through grapevine that there is going to be a protest in Washington, D.C. on the 15th of this month. And I wanted to give out a warning. Do not go to Washington, D.C. No matter what, do not go to Washington, D.C. because I do sense a very massive situation that's going to take place while they're caught up in the crossfire of that protest here. And so I wanted to make sure that they do not go into this area. And
yeah, something's in the works there. There's no question.
Something's definitely in the works.
And well, let's not forget, maybe 4, 5, 6 months ago, there was an article that came out that Washington was relocating 60,000 federal positions, federal jobs, outside of Washington into Virginia, over the border, away from what they said was the blast zone.
That's true. That was the report. That was what I was mentioning a while ago about the Washington report after the nuclear explosion. They removed all of their agencies out of the Washington Post. This was reported back in the 26th of December of 2006 here. And
you know, watch out when you see them talking about these terrorist drills that they're orchestrating. They're getting ready to launch an attack. It has nothing to do with how to handle a drill. Either that or it's the cover for another attack of the similar nature, and the drill will piggyback aboard it to create confusion. That's what went on 9/11, of course. They had a total of 8 drills going on that morning, which involved fake blips on the screen. It was confusing ground control. They didn't know, you know, what was a real plane and what wasn't. The same thing happened, of course, in London. There was a drill going on at the time of the 7/7 bombing, and you know, they had Peter Powers, who works with the contracts with the British government to handle these drills. He used to work for Scotland Yard, and he was interviewed on the BBC that night, and he said, you know, it was the strangest thing, but at the same time these attacks were going on, the bombs were being set off, we were conducting a terrorist drill involving bombs being set off in exactly the same locations where they actually were going off. He said, it made the hair stand on the back of my neck.
So there must be an insider. Or they did it.
Yeah, of course. The MI6 does this all the time. The CIA does it all the time. The Mossad, all these big intelligence agencies.
What really irks me is the stand-down order that they just recently get, you know, that they just recently posted. And this right here and in the media, and you have the CIA and the other side on the same day of the stand-down order here, making the claim that there is warning the nation that there is going to be warning the nation that there's going to be 7 cities going to be attacked, and they give a stand down order on the same day this is happening. So,
this doesn't, you know, this is ridiculous.
And also, this should show to the American people that your securities are let down, meaning that it's an inside job.
Deliberately,
when they give a stand down order,
security
like
should be at an all time high right now.
Exactly.
So we go towards a. Yeah, we're going towards a police state full implemented. They have Patriot Act 1 and 2. They have. They know that they're going to lose ground with more judges coming out now. I just recently heard that the judges is against the Patriot Act.
Yeah, they actually shot down a section of it.
Judges shut down a section. Yeah.
And maybe because they know they're going to lose the power of the law that they now implemented, they have to, you know, start soon to use the law that they have in place now.
Yeah, unfortunately, if they stage an attack, none of that will matter because everything will be completely eradicated and it'll be absolute martial law tyranny. Bush has already set the precedent for that. In the case of an attack, he emerges as complete dictator. I mean, he's pretty much fighting that way now anyway. Well, but
yeah, what I meant is that when it happens, he can actually state, yes, it's written here that I'm allowed to do this. You
right.
I also wanted to mention to you all about the Mexican border. The Mexican truckers are allowed to now enter into the country. Do you all know what this means here? They now can bring military weapons and also military units inside of the country using the corridor highway, the super highway that they have been constructing here. And this, which all know, has been under construction for the last 5 years now. And they now can use this opportunity to bring military weapons into the country, United Nations equipment inside of the country now, by using those trucking industries now to synchronize their positioning on the people here.
Oh, my God. I have to say very short, another topic. It's about 9/11. A couple of days ago, I saw a YouTube presentation, and I saw it on AboveTopSecret.com, talk about Flight 93 being crashed on a exact location that another crash happened, the same spot, happened in 1994. They have a scar of a plane crash from 1994, an exact spot they so-called Flight 93 have crashed there, and you see a little bit of smoke, and you see a debris that is way too small, and there's no plane to be found, and then you hear the reporter saying, well, we don't see the plane, but we see small debris, a little bit of smoke. And in the cockpit recording of the Flight 93, even the pilot was talking about seeing a black smoke.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, the FBI seized the recording of the man who was in the bathroom. He called on a cell phone to a local 911 emergency call center. The FBI showed up within moments after the plane had crashed, and they seized that tape recording. The guy who answered the call, you know, told the story. But the actual recording has been seized. You'll never see it again. You know, they were doing the same thing, of course, in Washington. They were seizing video surveillance camera footage from a gas station, from a hotel, whose cameras were pointed in the direction of the Pentagon. They didn't want anybody seeing what hit the Pentagon.
Right.
Indeed.
I want to also mention to all of you about the senator that died from Ohio, the congressman that died there on the side of Ohio. This man happened to stumble across something that wound up getting him killed. And, of course, you know, the police report always states that, you know, that they, you know, that it's natural causes, which is always the same, or suicide,
yeah.
Note, blah, 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 okay.
He was
but
young.
Anyhow, this is, and also you heard about the senator, the three senators and the representative that got shot at there inside of Iraq. It's amazing that a president can go there and never be shot at. And it's amazing that, you know, elite senators that are part of this new world.
I think they were all Republicans, too, interestingly enough.
Well, yeah, but they also Republicans that stood against Bush's agenda.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And notice that they're trying to weed out the government. This is the reason why that the attack inside of Washington D.C. is going to happen. They want that government to collapse, and the reason why they want to do it so that they can bring their shadow government into power. They already now have a second government now already in place here, and it's already there inside of Virginia. You're aware of the government there inside of Virginia. And so they're now ready to move that system in, but they need to be able to collapse the Justice Department and collapse the old laws of and the lawmakers of Congress. So, and this is why they're doing the elimination. Larry Craig, that was a setup all the way. Anyone can smell it was a setup. So, and
I have to say something. There is a special mainstream person in the Netherlands who is questioning 9/11 for a long time. And he's a part of the Dutch mainstream news station called RTL 4. He's doing the business section. And he talks about that the dollar will fall soon. And when the dollar falls, that is the title of his new book, it just released.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a specialist. He's actually doing research about 9/11, and he thinks there's a connection between 9/11 and the false flag operations, and that they actually create...
Yeah.
A means to have a so-called chaos
it's too obvious. Everyone's coming out of the woodwork now. Bush lost his political clout. After 9/11, he could play that bully game and silence people and get them fired, you know. But now everybody can see what he's really made of. And the whole administration, people are coming out left and right. And it's very obvious to the whopping majority of people that this whole thing was a complete scam, that the whole administration is a scam. And not only 9/11, but everything else that's been going on in this administration is a complete fraud. Nothing they say or do has any legitimacy to it whatsoever. They're criminals. They're mass murdering, lying thieves. They stole the White House twice in two rigged elections to begin with. And they did so because they have an incredibly corrupt agenda that has nothing to do with the national interest. To the contrary, their aim is to bring this country down, to destroy it economically, politically, militarily, you name it. Oh, we'll still have a powerful military in Washington, but it won't be operating to protect we the people. It'll be operating to protect the interest of Wall Street and their globalist domination scheme. That's all it's interested in.
Are you all aware of three bridges collapsing inside of the United States all at the same time, all within less than 2 weeks?
Oh, sure.
You're all aware of this. Yeah.
And other countries, too, in fact, it's been happening.
Yeah, other countries that are inside of China, Pakistan, and, and all of them collapsed in the same simultaneous way.
It's a contagious virus, I think.
Exactly. Well, they all collapsed. I believe that they were using scalar weapons that were causing that to happen. But I wanted to mention to you all about this here. All of those cities inside of the United States where the bridges collapsed were on that list of the grant program list that was going to receive the new security initiatives. And the reason why they're collapsing all of the bridges now is because the bridges happens to be the gut, the main artery into the cities to keep people from escaping and keeping people from coming in without having to go through certain checkpoints and all of this here.
Right.
And it's also a way of creating isolation. And this is exactly what they're trained to do with these bridge collapsing.
Well, they're testing their toys. I mean, the bridge is, by now, I'm sure, is all repaired, but they're just testing their toys to make sure, yep, everything's in place. That's what this is all about.
Sure, the Army Corps of Engineers was there filming the whole footage, and how you have to ask yourself this question. So how was the Homeland Security able to claim that it was not a terrorist attack, especially whenever there was not an investigation even performed, you know? They didn't even have. This was 10 minutes after the bridge collapsed. They claimed that it was not a terrorist attack. So, and you cannot make such a claim without an investigation first. Second of all, and for them to even say that here meant that they had inside information. The question is why didn't they warn the people if they had that inside information? And then why did CNN remove the name of the videotape and the name and conceal the identity of the person who released that videotape to them after the bridge collapsing? So. And, you know, I happened to find out that it belonged to the Army Corps of Engineers, and that explains all of it. They were there filming their work, and they were there, and the first responders were there on the scene of the crime and claiming that they heard rivets popping from the bridge, knowing that there was no emergency vehicles in the area for over an hour because all of the phone lines were jammed. All of the witnesses claimed they couldn't even get through. And you have
so this is all kind of an exercising.
Right, then you have the 9/11 dispatchers. You have the 9/11 dispatchers hanging up on 9-1 callers because they did not believe them. And I have the report from CNN when they gave this report, claiming that they hung up on the callers because they didn't believe them.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I have to say, for the new people listening to this radio show, you're listening now to a roundtable discussion on 9/11 was an inside job. That was, there's a Paltok room and another Paltok room called 911, a pathway to Armageddon. Both can be found on the social issues and then human rights section on paltok.com. And if you go to the 911 was an inside job room, Paltok room, a chat room, you have to change the settings to adult mode because it's an A-rated room. For people who don't know what Paltok is, go to paltok.com and install the free messenger, and you can actually talk for free, share you know, files and text and talk with each other worldwide and share your thoughts about the topics you like. And there are two rooms, 911 pathway to Armageddon. And the other room is 911 was an inside job on paltop.com. Okay, I have to ask you all, what is the best preparation that people can do for this kind of abuse of power by the government?
Good question. Well,
that's a difficult one. I know.
Yeah, I mean, can you stop it? Well, collectively, we could, yeah. We could turn this thing around collectively.
If only you can force the people to believe. I mean, if you can get the people to actually literally believe and do their own inside research on all of this here, that is the reason why we can't stop it, because of the deadness and the blindness of the people waking up to seeing what's really happening here. I mean, my God, you have your country in almost in three war fronts, and then they can't even smell the coffee beans even burning.
Yeah, it's sad.
But that's always the first and most important step, is to educate yourself so that you are not fooled by the propaganda, because that's all we're given. You know, there's precious little that happens anymore on this planet that is not orchestrated by man. And, you know, as I've talked before in your show, John, that includes even the things that seem to be natural disasters. They're messing with the weather on a grand scale. They've had this technology for a long time, and this is why the weather is so screwy all over the planet right now. They're generating billions and billions of dollars in profits through rebuilding contracts that the banks are giving out.
Yes, also that Katrina is also an exercise of the power of the FEMA.
Sure. Can I ask you a question, John? Is it possible I can get my website here, because it shows all of the government laws that are posted on my website, all of the actual
documents? Okay, go ahead.
And I want everyone to go to my website. It's www.911.armageddon.com. Excuse me here.
Say again, slowly.
www.911armageddon.com.
Okay.
Okay.
And the website of IMALEC is 911block.org.
And this here is all of the government documents, all of the laws that have passed inside of the United States, and every one of them, including the H.R. 5122, which is the actual martial law bill that was passed on October the 17th of 2006. And this is allowing the authorities to bring military presence inside of the United States coincide with a NORAD report, which was today and yesterday, that they're getting ready to conduct military urban warfare inside of the United States exercises. And so I want to make sure that all of the audience that are listening, that they can be able to go and view these documents so, and to wake up their families and their loved ones. So, and there you go.
I want to ask everybody of you to do something for me. Go to Wenze.com right now. So please go on the internet. Now, Wenze, you know, Jeff Wenze, Wenze.com, because there's something that you need to see. First of all, I love the you know, this satire of Bush and Cheney. And then and you see this button of Iran, and you see this opinion poll, 7% is approving. Have you seen the picture on Wenze.com?
Yeah.
Now, when you scroll down on Wenze.com, you will see 22 reasons, 22 things we now know 6 years after 9/11. It's about approximately, if you go down, give me a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six block. You see blocks. You know, there's blocks of articles. Mm-hmm. And the six block, if you scroll down on the right side, you see on the third line, you see this. 22 things we know about 6 years after 9/11. And if you click on that link, you see a very important statement. Like an overview, what is the best knowledge we have now, what we know, including the agenda. So not only about 9/11, but also the aftermath.
So, you know, if anyone listening out there does not think 9/11 was an inside job, it's just because you haven't looked into it closely enough. The evidence is so thoroughly and completely overwhelming, there's no way to deny it once you look at it. You know, or maybe you're in denial, maybe you don't want to know. But you need to know, and you need to help others become aware, because your complacency is what's enabled them to get away with this. We can't afford to treat politics like a spectator sport. The far too high things have gotten way too serious, and to continue to be apathetic is going to roll the red carpet out for them to finish the game of taking over the tree and turning it into a dictatorship.
Well, I happen to have strong evidence, you know, about the 911 orders and 7/7 bombings of where the orders came from, and this is going to blow your mind from overwhelming evidence and all of this here. The actual evidence, order came from the Jesuit Black Pope priest, which happens to be Peter Hans Klovenbach. This man here is known as the active Antichrist that's in power of all of the governments worldwide through the Jesuits' orders, so on and so. Nothing in the world absolutely happens without him. If he gives the order, then that's when it happens. But they cannot conduct any kind of activity without his authority. And this is, but all of the orders were coming from him. We need to focus on those people. We need to bring the Jesuits down. We need to bring the Illuminatis down. We need to infiltrate them in their secrecy of being involved in this and in infiltrations of terrorism against humanity and genocide against humanity. I know this is a very hard subject to talk on, so, but the reality is that they're literally involved in it. They're the massive, commanding officers of these attacks. They are the ones who are creating all of them.
Booster.
Yeah.
And I heard that Alex Jones of Infowars.com is being accused that he is ignoring the Jesuit factor in this
sure,
overall.
Sure, he is a Jesuit, confidant, and he is also a CIA infiltrated agent for a different agenda by the CIA that are using him as a provocateur agent. You're familiar with provocateuring agents.
You mean controlled opposition?
Right. What they do is they use his evidence to give him the truth, to give to the public, so on and so, but where he falls in is he provokes people to go into danger. He provokes them to go out and protest, and what he does with his information is that he is literally provoking people to weed all of the people who stand out against the government, to get them all out in the streets so where that they can get a profile on everyone who stands to resist them. And everyone has a photograph on a computer. Everyone has a photograph of what they look like, so that they can match it up to a computer, and then they can locate you and find you where you live just by your photograph alone.
I don't know if you know William Cooper, who was exposing Alex Jones in the 1999 in December 31 and aftermath of this 2,000 hype, you know, that maybe everything going to crash, the computer bug, you know what I mean?
Sure, I do. I remember very well.
So William Cooper, who I've met personally in 1993, January 8th, in Wembley Arena in London, there was a conference called Global Deception. Uh-huh. And I know that William Cooper is exposing all sides of the government, including Bill Clinton, talking about the New World Order agenda. Mm-hmm. And I think he's being killed for it.
Well, that was the reason why he was killed. He was killed because he was exposing even the provocateurs and the minions and the operatives that were actually, and also the whistleblowers. All whistleblowers, ladies and gentlemen, are all absolutely, agents for a different agenda. They use that truth to create a smear campaign, and they use that truth to create confusion, but the information they have that you would link onto and you follow them to your destination, and the destination are usually brought up into what you call into a concentration camp. Or wind up into a gunfight where you're caught up in the middle and they whack you. And
I also heard that William Cooper was the first who mentioned 9/11 going to happen, exactly as was
sure
also
before Alex Jones.
He did. In 1999. He predicted 9/11 was going to happen in 1999, and also he did it again in the year 2000, the year that he got killed. And Alex Jones took that and rode with that information so that he would become famous off of his claim. And, you know, and then and reason why he does this so he can keep making much more money that pays back towards the Jesuits. And so, and plus, Alex Jones is an AIPAC supporter, which is, you all know who AIPAC is here. And
yes.
He really literally denounces any involvement of Israeli government being involved in the 9/11 attack. So, which literally means that he is an Israeli Zionist supporter. And this right here, by doing so, it means that he is definitely 100% an insider. And so, and then also Pamela Shuford, William Cooper exposed Pamela Shuford as an agent. And nobody listened to this here. And I played it many times inside of in MLAC's room many times before in the past. So, and it got discredited when I found this information. So,
hey, by the way, the problem is with Infowars.com and other good information that exposes the government, that it attracts also genuine good people.
Mm.
And that they also are part of that network, not knowing that they maybe are being used.
Mm. Well,
these people are absolutely ruthless and relentless. And, you know, they try every trick in the book. There's nothing that they won't attempt to do. And, yeah, very often they do profess to be on your side, quote-unquote. They infiltrate groups. I mean, we know for a fact that they did this back in the 60s. It was called COINTELPRO. The CIA and the FBI, illegally, of course, were spying on and infiltrating and sabotaging Vietnam War protest groups.
Mm.
And in many cases, this actually led to people's deaths because, you know, they were getting into some really scary groups, you know, white supremacist groups and whatnot, and they were ratting on people within the groups, and they were killing each other, thinking that, oh, this guy betrayed me or whatever, knowing that this was going to happen. They were causing people to, you know, to kill each other, of course.
And of course, they make it more extremist. They make it more radical. And,
oh, yeah, sure.
They use force and violence.
And demonize it all the more. And, you know, this was brought out by the church committee. So there's no question. And, of course, the church committee took measures to illegalize that kind of activity to see it doesn't happen again. Well, now, in the wake of 9/11, Bush rolled up the red carpet for them to continue with this. And then you had people like Sleazy Ashcroft, who actually said, to justify the passage of Patriot Act and the new powers given the intelligence agencies, the FBI and so forth, he actually said that the FBI has had a flawless history of upholding American people's rights. What a lie he brought out of it.
Sure.
What a joke.
So ridiculous.
So disgusting.
Sure.
And by the way, for the people who want to phone in on bbsradio.com, it's bbsradio.com, you see a phone-in line. It's called...
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Somebody cut out.
It had to be...
Okay. I understand. That was Donald Newsom. Okay, no problem. I want to ask Woosternest, what is the... you know, but you think the most important for people who don't know zilch about 9/11, what you want to say to them now, let's say in 2 minutes, what do you wish to tell them?
The most important thing that I say that linked to 9/11 being an inside job is pay attention to the laws. The laws are the paperwork, or the paper trail at least to their agendas and what they were trying to do. They were trying to take the freedom away from the American people by creating a false flag pretext. So, and then also I want you all to pay attention to the Homeland Grant Security Program of Fiscal 2007 document. And this document here shows you the listings of all of these urban cities that they're going to first strike and getting control of first, because they are the most populated areas instead of America. 9/11 was an inside job, ladies and gentlemen, created by your own United States government, along with the globalists and the secret society of the Jesuits order. So, and all I can say to all of you is literally research it. It's very, very important that you all do. And so,
talking about the Jesuit order, I have used for a file-sharing network program called EMU Project. You can actually, you know, have millions of people sharing folders with each other, information. And I was searching on the Jesuit order because of someone saying that maybe Alex Jones is connected to the Jesuit order agenda.
Well, so he is. Eric Phelps claimed that he was also a Jesuit order connected. So, and Eric Phelps happened to be a massive Jesuit order researcher and investigator, and very highly credible with his work that he has done. Everyone should need to go.
The reason that I bring this up is that I have used this internal search engine of this, peer-to-peer file-sharing network program, and I downloaded now, at this moment, over 200 files of MP3s and PDF files, books, you name it, about the Jesuit order, and soon I'm going to have a special section on my webpage on the Jesuit order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do have the website that you can go to, Vatican Assassin. If you go to VaticanAssassin.com,
mm-hmm.
And you can anyone can get the full 100% full page of it all of the book that he wrote. It's a 738-page long book of the deep down inside investigations and research of this order here, and how all of the globalizations are connected to them, and all of the religions are connected to them.
They were the first intelligence agency, really.
Exactly. They
I also heard that Mein Kampf was so called written by Adolf Hitler was. Most of it came from the Jesuit order, not from Adolf Hitler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. He loved it. And, of course, Cecil Rhodes said the same thing. He idolized it. Of all the clandestine organizations out there, he said that was the one most to be admired, and he wanted to model his secret society that he was forming after it. And,
if people just realize that the book called Mein Kampf, that means Mein War in German, that is... probably the source of that book is not Hitler, but the Jesuit order.
That's
yeah,
correct.
It is.
Everything
and, you know, it's important to point out that
commandment, so.
What we're talking about here doesn't involve all Jesuit priests. Don't think because someone is a Jesuit priest that they're evil. It's like the CIA, you know, it's just the top, the hierarchy. Most CIA agents, employees, are actually decent people just trying to make a living. They have no idea what goes on at the top. They're kept in ignorance deliberately. Masonry does that. They keep the bulk of their members in ignorance. Your local Masonic office.
Degree Mason, yes, they don't know anything that's going
right.
on.
Right, and it's the same with the Jesuits. Most Jesuit priests are just that. They're just priests. We're talking about the Jesuit generals.
You have what you call the Jesuit Seven Luciferians. The Seven Luciferians of the Jesuits order happens to have seven group men that are the most highest ranking of the world, and they govern, and each one of them have the power, each nation inside of the world, and certain sectors of the world, so on and so. And inside of this Jesuit Seven Luciferian order here, no one knows what's literally going on beneath. I mean, they have ideas of what's going on. They know that there's something very bad about them, but they because they want that power and they've been sworn into that power here, that they're not speaking out because they all feel their life. Only one man by the name of Alberto Riviera. Alberto Riviera has a website and a Google video where you can actually listen to his testimony about the Jesuits order. And,
yes.
And
in yes, this, indeed.
He's dead
this,
now.
I have listened to him.
Documentary here.
Yeah, very.
I have to say something important.
I met him, by the way.
Yeah.
Wow. I have to say something important. I have obtained a documentary. I will soon put it on Video Google for everybody to watch. I saw, looking on file sharing networks on the Jesuit order, and I found something fascinating, a documentary that is still not yet on Video Google or YouTube, and it's about the connection between KGB infiltration of the Vatican and the search for the Illuminati. And they found the Jesuit connection with the Illuminati and the KGB, and the KGB made film footages, to infiltrate and to lure the priests into to a woman in a secret chamber, that this woman is going to be undressed, and this man, being a priest, doesn't know that he's being filmed. And then he's being blackmailed, and all of it is in the KGB archives, and you can see it, how they infiltrate the Vatican, the KGB, and that they saw the connection of the Illuminati into the Vatican, connected to the Jesuit order. And it's all on expose of the KGB archives. Have you heard about that?
Sir John, all of the secret services worldwide, whether it's KGB, ISI, China Intelligence, Secret Intelligence, so all of them were created by the Jesuits. They established themselves in the power of government, put in their own established government and their own established secret services, just like they did in South America. They mastered the corruption, the deception, and they used it through the religious organization. So, and through this religion organization, such as the Assemblies of God, the Church of Christ, and all of this here, all of their money went towards all of their domination, and they even lied about the Bible. And this is the most contradictory subject to even touch base on. They even wrote the Bibles and even wanted to lie, use this as a way of deceiving everyone, that every mankind in the end time would be ultimately deceived, and that every one of them would lose their opportunity if even making it to God or making it to heaven. So, and this is all a part of the tool of the most ultimate deception. The whole idea that everyone thinks here is that they think that it's all about government, globalization, and domination, and becoming the master of the universe. This is not what it's about. It's about annihilation of all human people, of all human race, including themselves, that all mankind goes to hell and not to make it to...
I think we lost sound again.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we lost... is Rooster there still?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I have a call on my other line here. I'm on a caller here.
And we have to round it up because it's almost the time is almost up.
Okay.
Finished up. Tomorrow, I want to do it again on untoldmysteriesradio.com web radio. I also will do another roundtable discussion if you both want to do it.
Sure, I'll be available.
That would be fine. That would be fine. Hello?
Yeah, still here.
I think
we lost John now.
Huh.
Good heavens, I think John got cut off.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're still on the air or not.
I don't know either.
Okay, dear people, I have to round this up. We're going to have a follow-up on this very topic, New World Order Agenda, Secret Societies, on bbsradio.com and on untoldmysteries.com or unexplained.eu. So tomorrow, live on untoldmysteries.com, we will continue the roundtable discussion with I'm Alec 100 Charlie. He's an author of a book called Piercing the Fog of 9/11. And, of course, we have Rooster Nest. He is a room owner, and he has a webpage called 911Armageddon.com.
And also, I'm an independent investigator and researcher of government, so I wanted to make sure that you knew my title here. I am an independent investigator and also researcher, and I do happen to go undercover. It's the reason why I don't want to reveal my true identity, and so...
I understand.
Okay,
thank you so much for being a part of this radio show.
Hold on, everyone. Hold on. Folks, this was a fantastic audio file. It will be up, headlined on the TNT board, headlined on our index page. And I think you should spread the word, because I'm going to post this audio file far and wide. John, I must say I love you. I love you so much, and I want you to do more radio with us. So when you're ready, you pick out some more radio times. We really want you to do more radio, because I love what you're saying. I think everybody should be tuning in and listening to what you have to say. John, we love you at BBS Radio.
Thank you, Donald. By the way, Donald is the owner of BBSRadio.com. I have to say, for the people who don't know this voice, it is Donald Newsom. I interviewed Donald Newsom on End of Mysteries Radio as well. Soon to be launched on a DVD. thank you. Thank you so much, Donald. Appreciate it.
Thank you all.
Okay, so we'll see you tomorrow, John.
I guess you're all gone, eh?
I guess they cut off, yeah.
Okay, all right. Then we'll
okay,
later.
I have to, again, I have to round it up. I have to say. You're listening to John Kulis from the Netherlands of Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine, and that is the title of this show every Saturday on bbsradio.com. All the best and see you tomorrow.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
See you later.